Monitoring station, stand by for Skywarn net, KB3DUO. Skywarn net, Calendar Erie County Skywarn net. Calendar Erie County Skywarn net, this is KA3JX, my name is Brian. Net control station for Erie County Skywarn. The directed net is now called at 7:02 p.m. local time. On Tuesday, June 17th, 2014. All communications will be carried out at the direction of the net control station. All stations must be recognized by the net control station before passing any traffic. Only Skywarn member operators or stations with emergency traffic may break into this net. The purpose of this net is to provide the National Weather Service with specific on-the-ground spotter information regarding a severe storm now threatening this area. Are there any stations with emergency, priority, or time value traffic? Please give your call sign now.
Yes, sir. Brian, we have a really hot cell that's just on the western edge of Ashtabula County. We'll be tracking into Erie County in a little under 30 minutes. My recommendation would be to bring up the upper half, say, from north of Erie County first, and then from Waterford south second. Also west to east, perhaps, if you want to divide it by I-79. Everything's coming in from the west, and will impact the northern half before tracking through, perhaps, to the south. It's 3DUO. Okay, thank you, Ellen. Net standby. KB3DUO, Ellen, do you want to give everybody kind of an update on the situation for the evening overall? Okay, what we have are some cells that popped up over Canada and then crossed Lake Erie and are coming into the West County area. They're traveling in a easterly direction with a little bit of movement to the north or south, depending upon the individual cell. Storm Prediction Center issued a watch based upon expected development of supercells and possibly some faux echoes and some other really, really ugly things that we don't like to see very much of. And that was what was happening, and I'm sure what prompted Cleveland to issue the warning. We had some cells that were really, really cooking. Very strong. Right now they are actually starting to weaken quite a bit. We'll have to see what they do when they hit land. One is coming into Girard as we speak. Should be there within, I would say, 5 minutes if it's not there now. The other one is coming in from about midway. In Erie County on the western border there. We'll cross the north of Albion, between Albion and Girard, and then kind of bisect the county as it heads east. Those are the two primary cells of concern right now. There are one or two back a little farther west of Ashtabula County that need to rotate through, and we'll have to see what those do as well. KB3DUO. Okay, thank you, Ellen.
This is KA3JVX, net control for Erie County Skywarn. Just a reminder for everybody, if you have a rain gauge, make sure you have it out. KA3JVX. This is KA3JVX, net control station for Erie County Skywarn. A severe weather net is in progress at this time. Skywarn operators advised to pass only legitimate severe weather reports. Other stations, please monitor, but do not break into this net unless you have emergency traffic. This is KA3JVX, net control. From the National Weather Service, Cleveland, at 7:26, National Weather Service in Cleveland has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Crawford County in northwest Pennsylvania and southeastern Erie County in northwest Pennsylvania until 8:30 p.m. local time. At 7:23 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. These storms are located along a line extending from northeast to 11 miles west of northeast to 30 miles west of Cambridge Springs and moving east at 45 miles an hour. Locations impacted include Waterford, Cambridge Springs, Union City, Corey, Spartansburg, and Titusville. K3JVX.
K3UTN, I am now at the West County EOC in case I can be of assistance.
W3UTN, thank you very much.
UO with a radar update.
Net standby. KD3DUO, go ahead.
Okay, the cells had weakened dramatically, but they are starting to rebound again, which is what I was really concerned about once they hit land. Standby, get the new sweep here. Okay, the one in the northern area, just probably east of Girard now, is going to track into Wattsburg, towards Wattsburg, Union City area, kind of in a east-southeast fashion. It's not severe as indicated on radar at this time, but it is trying to rebound. The second one, which is right at the Erie County Ashtabula border, has re-intensified quite a bit, and that one's going to track through Elgin, Edinburgh, probably hit Union City, Spartansburg eventually, maybe rush up against Cambridge Springs as well. That one is stronger of the two, larger hail possibility of 1-inch hail, and just overall doing a little bit more. That's the primary one probably to keep an eye on right now for people that might be down in that area. Maybe three.
Okay, thanks for the update, Alan.
I'm 3K today.
Who's the last station?
November 3K will go Delta N3KGD.
N3KGD, go ahead.
Control, this is station at 3K City. Be advised, I'm mobile just north of Meadville. I got a good eye on the system that's building up over this way. Do you need me guys to go anywhere right now? I'm mobile.
You're mobile in Meadville, heading where?
I'm northbound, just coming into Erie County here shortly. 79.
No, I would say continue northbound, and you'll probably have some rain as you're coming north. That cell is still a ways off to your west, but you're probably getting some of the rain from the front part of it.
All right, copy that. Negative no rain at this time. I just saw the first lightning with the system, but we'll be monitoring the radio. We'll be mobile if needed. And 3K, GD, back to that.
DUO time value.
DUO, go ahead.
Brian, that mobile unit that was northbound on 79, any chance that he's still near the border? He can park near Edinburgh or someplace close by there, over.
N3KGD, K3JVX.
Go ahead, I copy direct. I'm going to be coming up to the Edinburgh exit here shortly. I got to fuel up. I'll be more than happy to stay in that area. Show me right now. I'm coming up at the 158 mile marker, just shy of the county line. And I will be stationed at 6N and 79.
Alpha, Alpha, X-ray.
Okay, thank you very much. Alpha, Alpha, X-ray, now go ahead.
Roger, I'm already in. 6 and 79.
Okay, and we will count you as checked in now.
Roger.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And just keep an eye out. Everything is still kind of a bit ways to your west, but kind of headed about your way.
Roger.
Delta Uniform Oscar additional.
KB3DUO, go ahead.
Okay, for those two mobile units, advise a sheltered location if possible. The cell that's coming inbound to Edinburgh is really strengthening significantly. I'd like to have eyes on it, and more than one is great the way this thing is powering up. But I'm getting radar indicated hail possibly up to an inch and a half. So again, a sheltered area would be preferable. KB3DUO.
N3KGD.
KGD, go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm watching to my northwest right now. Do you want me to proceed east if that one station's already at 679? Track east a little bit, head over towards the Waterford area.
DUO, would you like to go direct?
Yes, sir, thank you. Right now, the Waterford area looks like it's... You know what, that's not a bad idea. That would give you a different vantage point on this particular cell. Yeah, that might be helpful. Great thought, KB3DUO.
All right, copy that. I'll be making my way eastbound on 6N and I'll shoot up 97. And 3KGD back to net control, getting off at 166.
Alan, would he be best served like at 86 at Sharp Road in Old State, that at High Hill that looks south?
Yes, sir, absolutely. A little bit of elevation to get him a good view would be great. And for that station that is in the Edinburgh area, the indicated potential hail size, to emphasize potential, is getting to the point where it's definitely capable of damaging vehicles and even structures. So, again, shelter please, and have an exit route and escape route in case you've got to move in a hurry. KB3DUO.
Kilo, Golf Tango, point of information.
T, go ahead.
I just advise you, it's Old State in 86. Be aware of a very dangerous location for lightning. Yeah, good vantage point, but pay attention. Very dangerous for lightning. WB3KGT.
Good point, Tony. There's no place to fall back to because that building's gone, right?
Oh, no. I've been there for a while. There was a house there, a private home. At one point, I used to observe in that driveway when it was vacant. I don't know the status of it now. Thank you, KGT clear.
N3KGDK3JVX. Hey, Nick, when you get there, kind of be on the lookout. Make sure you're in a safe spot with regard to lightning. As Tony was pointing out, that may be a bit exposed.
All right, I copy that.
KB3DUO, K3JVX.
Go ahead.
Alan, can you give us a quick update and also kind of tell Jim and Nick what they'll be looking out for as main threats?
Yes, sir. The cell that I'm really concerned about looks like it's going to cross into Crawford County, or begin to cross into Crawford County right about at the point south of Edinburgh. Interested in anything they can tell us about it. I mean, there's a possibility of some strong wind with this. There's a possibility of some big hail. It's in mesocyclone status, so, I mean, the whole thing is rotating from a thunderstorm rotation point of view. just keep a sharp eye out. I mean, this thing definitely has the potential to become something a little bit more. But again, please report what you're seeing. If you don't have a clear look, report it, but, you know, identify it as such, you know, not being a definite. If that makes sense, KB3DUL.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
W3PCJ.
W3BBJ, I believe it was. Go ahead.
This is W3PCJ, located in Albion, Pennsylvania. We are having quarter-size hail.
Okay, can you give me a street location?
In Grand, and right across from the is full.
Okay, thank you. KV3DU, okay, 3JVX. Alan, did you want to pass that along?
Roger, I'm logging into East Spotter now.
Net control, this is Kilo Alpha 3, Uniform Tango Delta via Tolink. I have an amateur radio spotter report and a civilian spotter report of golf ball size seal in the town of Albion. Okay.
Good TD, thank you. We have that report.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you can still hear me, but the sirens are just going off here in West Springfield. Over.
Should be a volunteer fire department siren. I 3 KGD, you need a net control.
KGD, go ahead.
Alright, I don't have my computer or anything on me here. I'm going to be coming up to Old State, and or correction on that, Old 86 Sharp Road, and just about a mile here. You want me to go north from 6N on 86, correct?
That is correct. North on Sharp Road, 86, until you get to Old State. And then, like I said, just take a good look around and make sure you feel comfortable there.
Alright, I copy that. M3KGD back to net control. Be advised, I'm listening to county fire radio right now, and it says they got a reported funnel cloud near the county line. Again, that's coming out over the 3398 frequency.
KV3DUOK, 3JVX.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Alan, did you want to give them a call and see if they knew of anything or heard anything about that report of a funnel? Or should we be watching that? Does that, do you corroborate that or what you see on radar?
Okay, if I understood correctly, that was the cell that I was concerned about. That was Erie County, Crawford County, to the south of Albion, correct?
Yeah, it was sounding more like it was on the county line of Albion and Ohio from what I was getting. The hail was just in front of that as everybody was reporting it. That was downtown Albion and the Albion area, and then they said they had the volunteers reporting something west of Albion.
Entry KGD.
KGD, go.
Alright, I'm stopped here north on Old State. Correction, I'm sorry. Old 86. Directly to my south west. It's pretty dark. I really don't see anything right now. Looks like there's too much rain coming out of that for me to get a visual on anything right now. I really can't see anything from this vantage point.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Just report anything you see that's severe.
DUO with a radar update.
DUO, go ahead.
Okay, the cell on the county line, southern county line, is going to begin drifting into Crawford County. It will extend back up into Erie County for a distance of about 5 miles, probably for the next 15 or 20. Alan, you fell out after the cell will stay in Erie County for 5 miles. So. Landmines.
W3BZJ, K3JVX.
Control KB3THO.
THU, go ahead.
I'm watching this, and there is a heck of a lot more lightning behind this, so just let those guys know that they need to keep an eye out. I don't know if anything else is coming over the lake, but we're watching this. I can't believe Waldemar is still going. Back to next control.
KB3AAX, KA3JVX.
Alpha Alpha X-ray.
Jim, can you give me an update of your current conditions and what you see?
Okay. I'm looking to the south and I see a major drop in cloud base. Not that way, but I really can't make out what it is. And it's raining here. I see no hail. And it's not heavy rain at this time, but it's very heavy wind.
Okay, are you able to keep an eye on those lowered bases? Are you able to get behind it, mobile?
No, not at this time, because it is east of 79.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
N3KGD.
KGD, go ahead.
Be advised, I'm taking on a lot of hail on my location. I'm trying to get a location for you in a minute. I'm going to be just south of the county line. Stand by, and I'll try to get you a size.
Did you say you were south of the county line?
Copy. I moved south just a little bit here. Actually, disregard. I'm at... Hold on, let me get my bearings straight. I'll get you a location. Stand by.
Have a weather-related announcement.
Last station, who are you?
KB3RIP.
KB3RIT, go ahead.
RIP. We do have a funnel cloud down by 98 and 6N. It is starting to form again for the second time.
And who is reporting that?
KB3RIP. Kilo Bravo 3, Romeo India, Papa.
Okay, thanks, Davey. I got you, but where did you get it from? Did you view it yourself?
I'm looking at it right now. I got people out here by the fire department. Our chief was out here, and he's seen it come down.
Is anyone following it?
Not that I know of. Do you want me to follow it?
If you can do so safely, yes.
Roger.
Did you say that was at 6N and 98?
Oh, I don't know where they're going, but yeah, I'll drive down that location.
Okay, and just to confirm, Dave, you saw it and it was at 6N and 98? KB3RIP.
Mobile.
Yes.
You got doubled there with somebody.
Okay, net standby. KB3RIP, KA3JVX. Dave, just to confirm that you saw it, and it was at 6N and 98.
Roger that. I did see something coming down. The fire chief was out here, and he's seen it come down. They've been following it for a while. I guess it started at 6N and was traveling west, or east, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the storm right now, and I don't see anything at this time.
Alpha, Alpha, X-ray.
Okay, but Dave, you said that you don't see it any longer?
Negative, I do not see anything at this time.
Okay, thank you. Break with you. AAX, go ahead.
Alpha, Alpha, X-ray, be advised, the whale pod that I saw reached clear down to the tree line has dissipated and broken up and gone back into the cloud.
A wall cloud, or was it a funnel that came down?
There's a possibility it could have been a funnel, but all I could see was down to the treetop just south of me, and the wall cloud was down to the tree level. In other words, it blocked my vision. The trees blocked my vision from there in.
That's pretty KGD.
Okay, and did you see rotation in that wall cloud, or did it hit the trees?
No, I did not see it hit the trees, and I really couldn't be certain if there was any rotation. I did see some updraft movement in it.
Okay, thank you. Break with you. KGD, or sorry, KGD, go ahead.
KGD, Kilo Golf Delta. Where are these reports coming from? I'm 6N, just past 79. I'm making my way out towards that Franklin Township area right now. I'll try to see if I can get a visual on this.
Those are last spotted at 6N and 98.
Okay, I'll be up that way about 5 minutes. Be advised, there wasn't really anything to report on Old State, so I'm moving my way west. 6N right now. Actually, be advised, I might have something going on here at 79 and 6. I'm going to be off the radio for a minute.
IP, moving to
6N
and
7N, 9. Last station, say again.
For IP, Romeo Kia Papa, moving to 6N and 9.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Dave, I'd like you to use the tactical call sign Washington Township, if you could, okay?
Washington Township.
Washington Township, net control.
Sorry, I hit a button.
That's okay. Hey, Dave, can you be on the lookout for any tree damage or anything that might give an indication that there was something there and report it back when you see it?
Roger that. I'm on Crane and 98 right now, heading south.
N3KGD, KA3JVX.
Scott.
Nick, you can probably make your way back north 79, continue where you were headed. I think that has moved out of the county now, and we have Dave out there with Washington Township, so if you want, you can pick up your route back home.
Alright, copy that. I'm making my way west on 6N. I'm just going to see if I come across anything evident, something passed through the area. And we'll be listening on the side for now. It looks like it's clearing up a little bit from my location out towards the west. I'm 3KGD.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Appreciate you out there. KB3DUO, KA3JVX. Alan, any updates?
Okay, how copy? Over.
You're good into the repeater.
Okay, you're having battery issues here, even though I'm on commercial power for some reason. Okay, both of those cells for impacting Erie County are now really just kind of grazing the county as they continue to track to the southeast. Have a stronger cell just east of the city of Erie that's tracking due east, be out of the county shortly, and a couple of inbound cells, it's like about three inbound cells actually, out over the lake with a 15 to 30 minute ETA, not severe at this time, not sure what they're going to do. If they follow the pattern, they may intensify when they hit land, but until they get here, we're not going to know. KB3DUO.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
At Control, Washington Township.
Washington Township, go ahead.
I've gone down 98 all the way down to Sherrod Hill. I didn't see any damage to any trees or any buildings or anything.
Okay, thank you, Mike. You can secure that area then and I guess just monitor the frequency. I appreciate you taking that run down there.
You're welcome.
KGD, go ahead.
Be advised, weather radio just went off in the truck for a tornado warning in the Crawford County, Ashville County area. I'm going to be switching frequencies. I may be heading south, so show me secure at this time. That's 3KGD.
Okay, we have you secured. Thank you.
And 3KQE Mobile.
N3KQE, go ahead.
I'm a little too far south to check in, but do you have any information on the tornado warning in Crawford County? I'm on my way up from Meadville.
Brian, I don't. The only thing I have is 8:20 p.m. National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado near Linesville, or 14 miles east of Jefferson, moving east at 40. The tornado will otherwise remain over mainly rural areas of the indicated county.
Okay, so they don't have a confirmed touchdown or anything.
No, and it came through southern Erie County with a few interesting reports, but it sounded more like scud and interesting bases than it was actually a confirmed funnel or touchdown.
WX3 is info.
WX3, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start at the bottom. From the Crawford-Mercer line, and incidentally, that all looks clear. There's a severe thunderstorm watch going from a line from approximately Linesville to Titusville, more or less, is a severe thunderstorm warning, and that goes from east to west from that line up to the Erie-Crawford line, and again, from the Erie-Crawford line right on up through the lake shore is a severe thunderstorm warning for Erie County. I see no mention of any tornado watch warning or anything. And again, for eastern Ashtabula County, a severe thunderstorm warning. WX3E, let me revise that. In a line extending from the PA-Ohio line, going just north of Conneautville, down to Titusville, they have just issued until 9 p.m. a tornado warning for southern, southeastern Crawford County.
Thank you, Dave.
And 3KGD.
KGD, go ahead.
be advised, I'm at Lexington Road in Meadville. Looks like something, it's very dark, very ominous skies, and a lot of lightning. Is there anything else on the radar? This looks severe.
Yeah, they do have a tornado warning for Crawford County for a cell that's in there, but you'll need to take that up with Crawford County Skywarn. Are they on the air?
Negative, negative. I'm at Lexington and Meadville, Erie County, near Girard PSP, Route 98.
Oh, yeah, there is a cell coming in. I'm trying to get an update from DUO. KB3 DUO, K3JVX.
Sir, okay. We have a big cell that is coming on shore. It's very large, impacting, it'll impact Girard, Lake City, all the way up to the city of Erie. That one, small hail, mesocyclone rotation, thunderstorm rotation, it's worth keeping an eye on. You have two more inbound off of the lake that will be entering Erie County in 10 to 15 minutes, and those right now are not standby. Okay, the one farther west that is just about midway across Ashtabula County over the lake, that one is going to track towards Albion, and that has the potential to grow into something larger once it gets land again, if it follows like the other ones did. That one also will be one to keep an eye on. Brian, I'm going to need to secure this radio. It's not reliable tonight until I get it figured out. I'm not going to be any good to you. Over.
Okay, Alan, thanks. Are you going to be able to monitor at least?
Roger, I can monitor, but when I kick it in the transmit, I'm draining the battery too far.
Okay. Yeah, please monitor, and if you can pass stuff along as you hear it, we'll maybe need you to do that, but you may secure K3JVX.
Net Control, Washington Township.
Washington Township, go ahead.
Yeah, can we change that to Franklin Township? And I was advised via phone just a minute ago that there was rotation in the clouds above Fry Road and Old State.
Okay, we have you now as Franklin Township, and yeah, but we really need to see that ourselves, but I'll log it.
This is per our chief, 720, Kevin Maston.
Okay, rotation aloft, that was not a severe criteria. It has to be a funnel aloft or a tornado on the ground, because a thunderstorm will rotate. Does he see a funnel?
Negative, all they seen was rotation.
Okay, then we would ask if he can do so safely, if he can follow that, if it's a wall cloud or if it's just a rotating thunderstorm, if he can follow it safely and keep an eye on it, that would be the best thing. But again, the severe criteria is a funnel aloft or a tornado on the ground.
Roger that.
3KGD.
KGD, go ahead.
All right, I'm just going to give you a location where I'm at right now. I got a perfect view. I'm on Cannery Road, just east of Miller, between the Girard and Fairview Township line. It's just about 2 miles from 98, and I got a good view of the sky to my north and south. It's a field over here. I'll use caution.
Okay, thank you.
West County, the net control.
West County, net control, go ahead.
We're copying. We have an eye on that cell that was coming across 18 here. We didn't see anything other than some rain from it.
Thank you.
10-3 KGD to net control.
KGD, go ahead.
I have P-size hail falling in spurts. 98 in Falls Road South, 98 in Falls Road South. That's going to be south of 90. And it sounds like it's coming down here, so. Net control, did that report go through?
Yeah, Nick, it did. But I kind of need you to stay where you are unless you're telling me you're going someplace because I keep losing where you're at. But I see where you are now. You're away south on 98 then, correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to follow the... trying to follow it anyway. But yeah, I'm south.
Okay, because I still had you at Tannery.
Alright, copy that. I'm making my way southbound on 98. I'm just not trying to break in too much for emergency traffic, that's all.
Okay, yeah, there's nothing for Erie County that far south. I'd prefer if you could maybe stay north.
Copy that.
I'm going to be going back northbound on 98. Net control, K1 Zulu, India Kilo.
ZIK, go ahead.
Yes, K1 ZIK, actually mobile. Yeah, we came out of Albion a little earlier, about half an hour ago. We had hail that was about an inch and a half. you know, between three-quarter and an inch and a half of hail there in Albion. And the rain kind of subsided. And we're heading on 215 now toward East Springfield. And it's rain is really coming down. It's, you can hardly see the road, don't it?
Thank you. This is from the National Weather Service Cleveland. At 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the National Weather Service in Cleveland has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Ashtabula County, northeast Ohio, Crawford County, northwest Pennsylvania, southwestern Erie County, and northwest Pennsylvania until 10 p.m. At 8:58 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour. The storm was located between Ashtabula and Conneaut, moving east at 45 miles an hour. Locations impacted include Meadville, Albion, Lionsville, Edinburgh, Cambridge Springs, and Titusville. Okay, everybody. Just looked at a radar update there and made a quick call to Alan, and it looks like we're going to close the net now. The little bit that we have left is kind of fizzling out, and the only severe hailstorms that we have are looking like they're either out of the county now or about to exit the county. If anyone does experience anything severe, whether it's hail half inch or larger, damaging winds, I don't think we'll have anything more so far with what we see with any rotation that would be nasty, but that can all be handled through eSpotter. So I think with that, we'll call the net closed. This is K3JVX, net control station for Erie County Skywarn. To all stations who participated in this net, your help was greatly appreciated. All stations are now secure. This net is now secure at 9:18 p.m. local time. And these repeaters are now returned to our normal amateur use. WX3E, K3JVX. Dave, can I have you handle the 70 link for us?
Yep, sure can.